Chicagoland, what's happening? It's Gary LaVox, lead singer Rascal Flatts. When I'm Moving On won the award for ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. For many, that happens when it comes time to sell their home. If you're moving on, you want a real estate agent who will make selling your home easy and stress-free. An agent who's willing to let you out of the contract if you're not happy with their service. I can tell you that Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity is so confident in her ability to sell your home quickly and for more money that she guarantees to sell it or she can buy it herself. Now listen, Amy just doesn't cover one or two. She covers eight counties surrounding Chicago. So if you're moving on, trust my girl Amy to provide your family a stress-free home sale experience. If you need to sell your home, find Amy Kite online at amywillsellyourhome.com or call her at 847-877-9881. And start packing.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks, specifically smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake Minshew, made of organic mint. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint!
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Chip.com today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
101 for the Chicago Wolves. Update Studio Center. Wade Megan led the AHL in goals this season to spark the Wolves' explosive offense. To watch the goals add up and the fireworks fly next season, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Game can't start until I get in the batter's box. But no, it's, you know, the objective is the pitchers are going to put strike one. They want to get into a groove, and I'm going to be ready to hit.
That's the Cubs version of Ricky Henderson, at least over the last five games. Anthony Rizzo has been outstanding in the leadoff spot, hitting .409, three homers, eight RBIs, but there's so much more. The Cubs are averaging seven-plus runs per game since Rizzo started batting first, nearly three more per game since before the move. One reason why: Rizzo has reached safely in the first inning of all five games he's hit first. The Cubs home tonight. They're hosting San Diego. John Lester and Clayton Richard, the starters. The Cubs are 20-15 at Wrigley this season. White Sox are off but making moves. Leury Garcia goes on the 10-day DL. He's got a sprained finger on his left hand. Corresponding move tomorrow when the Sox visit Minnesota. NBA Stephen A. Smith reports the Celtics are planning on using the number 3 pick in Thursday's draft to try and acquire Jimmy Butler from the Bulls. Smith reporting the Bulls offered Butler to the Sixers for that pick before Philly agreed to its big trade with Boston. That trade now official. The Bulls have the 16th pick in the first round. Butler has two more years left on his contract with a player option for 2019. Hockey, the Blackhawks announcing they'll unveil a new sweater tomorrow. It's happening across the NHL with a new company taking over as the league's official outfitter. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Padres on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Thank you, Zach Zaitman. Zach had updates to finish up the show. Kevin Zipak was the man before that. Jeff Passan was on the show from Yahoo Sports, as was Casey Johnson from the Chicago Tribune. Our producers are Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, man. Ray Diaz does good work. Brian Gertsch does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, get this, Joe Madden for his regular slot. Bobby Valentine is going to be on the show. I don't know whether he'll be in costume or not. And we debut a new segment. It's called The Three Technique.
Mainly to make fun of Les Grobstein's description.
To have fun with, Les Grobstein.
Yes, of course.
The Three Technique will debut tomorrow at 10 o'clock as well. And here they are, the men who will also be at London House on Friday with Shooting. Oh, man, that is a good spot. I'm looking forward to
and
that.
It's right here, too, right? So it's, we can still park in our regular places.
Yeah.
I was up there one night with some people and had beverages. Very good vibe there. Very cool, unique views up there. Looking forward to being there.
That's one of the top four or five in the city. Like, you can't go wrong as far as the people you might see in terms of the company you keep, and the drinks are always good. It's a comfortable setting. You don't feel like you have to be rushed in and out or have to be too trendy or too chic. It's not a lot of
That's what I worry about with, like, a rooftop spot in Chicago.
Yeah, you'll get caught up in some places, and you'll be like, all right, this is a little bit too much for
me. Right.
I used to go over to the Wit. The rooftop at the Wit.
Yeah, I've been up there.
And it was cool for a little bit, and then it turned. It turned into, like, something else. And I'm like, all right, well, I don't need to be here anymore.
What do you mean by something else?
It just turned into, like, you had to
see and be seen.
Have a table. You had to be buying a bottle. And it was like, all right, well, you know, I don't want to do that all the time. I don't need to do that all the time. I just want to have a glass of wine or something and hang out with the people when the retractable roof comes off.
That's the goods. And the other thing about London House, I think it has the appropriate amount of terror. Like, you can look down and be like, what the hell am I doing up here?
It's awesome. Nice little elevator ride to get it to the top.
That's really the Chicago thing, though. The summer rooftop bar club scene is unique to this city. It's you don't really see it like you do in other places. I mean, obviously,
we don't have pools,
right? But Vegas, it's the pools, and
Miami is the pool parties and mansion parties. We got the rooftops here.
Yeah, my wife has a list, and this was pretty high up on hers when we got here, because she's never lived here in the summer. Never lived here, period. So
Godfrey,
very excited.
And, like I told you, Virgin Hotel.
It used to be the Terrace of the Trump, but that has since cooled.
I've never been.
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous.
It's phenomenal. I've been there a couple times.
And my wife had a business relationship with the manager over there that would invite us, and it was just fantastic. But, well, obviously, that business has cooled off considerably in this town. And there's Soho House, if you want
Jay Parker.
Jay Parker's a very nice one.
Yeah. There's a lot of places you can go get a beverage or two. So come out to the London House Friday to hang out with the show.
That's the point, is that both of these shows will be out there to hang out.
All my people are coming through, too. I told my boys to take half days, come through and get slapped. You know what I mean? Yeah. Get blind drunk up there and try to figure out whose friends are golf.
So who are we going
to
see? We'll see Eron. We'll see
George.
You know,
other people might fall through.
What about Big Mike?
No, Mike B is actually he's in Tampa. Yeah, he's same dude. He's in Tampa. So unless he flies in for it, you know.
Good of a spot.
Yeah. He flies for free. He flies for free. So
nice.
he's got people.
What a great perk.
Yeah, he pays taxes. That's it. So he goes to Istanbul for New Year's Eve and all these other places because he only plays
not Constantinople.
Yeah, he only plays taxes. So good times. It should be fun.
How was your first Father's Day?
Oh, it was awesome, man. It was awesome. I got a card from my lady. And she's not effusive when it comes to the lovey dovey thing. You know what I mean? That's my rider. But when I read that card, it took everything in me not to cry. Everything, because she wrote about how when we first found out we were having Jace, you know, how I've held it down since then, and how everything has worked out, and how it was, you know, we had our issues during the pregnancy, and we still got a beautiful baby boy, and he's just sitting there looking at me in the swing, and she's giving me a card. I'm like, this is about to be waterworks out here. But no, it was great, man. And the people in this city that walk up to you and say Happy Father's Day, for years it was like, thank you, but you know, I don't have a child, so I appreciate
it. Unless you know something I don't.
Right. But the people, we went to Taste of Randolph, and the people, like four or five people walked up and said, Happy Father's Day. A couple of listeners walked up and like, dude, I love your show. Thank you so much for what you do. Happy Father's Day. And I was like, it was a lot of love in the air yesterday. I appreciate it.
That's awesome. Soon you'll get to this point where neither kid wished me happy Father's Day until, let's see, it was my daughter finally did around two, where she said, "Oh yeah, happy Father's Day." And I said, "Thank you." So
that, nah, that's mom's.
So that left
mom slipping on a pimping right
no,
there.
She got to see. I told her.
Mom's got to make sure everybody's in tow.
No. Here's the thing. I told her. I said, look. I said, the boy has not said anything yet. I said, don't say anything. I want to see how long it takes him. I want to see how long he can go. Right. So we get in the car to go to his baseball game. We turn on the score, and there's Pat Hughes. He's listening intently to the game, and Pat Hughes says, "And I want to wish a happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. A lovely day for baseball on Father's Day." And then he talks about the CD, a terrific gift for Father. Yeah. So then the game kind of starts a little bit, and Jason says to me, he goes, "Oh yeah, Dad." I said, "What?" He said, "Lackey's actually pitching well." And I said, "Yes."
Feeling the love.
Yeah, and then you know,
the
my phone buzzed.
Two different lives.
And then he saw my, like, near the end is we're getting to UIC and my phone buzzes. And it was a nice note from a friend of mine, just out of the blue, wishing me a happy Father's Day. And he saw it. He goes, "Oh, yeah, happy Father's Day." Like, were you ever going to say anything? Did it ever cross your mind once since you woke up today? No. And he said, "No, not really."
Is that a direct reflection on your warmth?
I appreciate your honesty. I said, "You could have lied. You could have said, oh, I feel so sorry. I feel terrible." And he said, I know it's really not that important to you, right? You're just kind of playing. I said, "Yeah, I'm just kind of playing. It's not a big deal. I was just kind of having fun with it when I realized you hadn't said anything yet."
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So mom used to make sure that me and my sister knew, hey, go tell your dad that you're appreciative of everything he does.
Yeah, that's a gig.
Yeah. And my dad used to make sure on the other end, hey, listen, it's Mother's Day coming up. We're going to take our ass to the mall. We're going to figure this gift situation out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to drop your asses back home. I'll go golf for a little bit. And then we have a regular dinner or something. But yeah, it was funny to watch both parents like, all right, got to go do that because, you know, you don't say it often enough. So go say I love you, jerk.
That's what I said. I said, make every day Father's Day.
Man.
As long as I'm paying the light bill.
That's it. How was your day?
Day was great, man. We hung out and went and saw some animatronic dinosaurs at the Field Museum. Some pseudoscience.
Well done?
Phenomenally well done.
Okay.
The Jurassic World exhibit.
Yeah?
And I'm teaching Ruben. Yeah, Ruben, this is how they extracted the dino DNA from the amber.
Little Jurassic Park action.
And then they made an Indominus Rex, and I'm like, what am I doing here? Well, at least he's in the museum.
I was going to say, who enjoyed their time longer, you or him?
Oh, no, him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, for sure him. For sure
it's
him.
Close. Yeah,
but,
right?
No, it worked out good. And then I went home, and I put my butt on the couch and tried to watch some U.S. Open, and I'm like, who are these people?
I was one of five people apparently watching the last two hours of that round.
What is a Kepka?
Speaks, I'm very proud to say this. Not a shot.
Oh, really?
Not a shot.
I spent like 4 hours with it.
Dude,
I can tell you all about Brooks Koepka. I can tell you that wasn't his girlfriend.
That was awesome.
It was live. That's a tough look.
It was awesome.
I heard you guys played a cut. That's a tough look.
I realized when it happens. Like, there's no way to walk it back.
Do you correct him if you do it? Like, or do you just let it trail off?
Because
when
you correct him.
Yeah, when you correct him, it's like, really, bro? Like,
right. And you know that's probably not on Joe. That's like somebody, whoever's feeding him that information.
Yeah, sure.
Right. It's not that it was
Faxon that made
Brooks
the correction,
Koepka.
Right? Wasn't it Faxon who said, well, that's Jenna Sims, right?
Yeah,
and then it's weird. He's like, yeah, they were all living together. So he's made some kind of comment. Like,
and you know, both ladies are tuned in. If she's not there,
sure.
Of course.
She's there. So you know the other one's tuned in because she's hearing that her ex is getting it on now.
Right. And then I immediately Googled Jenna Sims, and she's, you know, aspiring actress, beauty pageant winner.
So pretty girl.
Very pretty girl. Professional pretty girl.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I saw a poll on Twitter. It was like, who do you think feels worse, the current girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend, or Joe Buck?
The ex-girlfriend.
The ex.
Yes, right?
Yeah, the ex.
Now he's the U.S. Open champ.
Anytime the ex sees your success, you either go one of two ways, and more than likely it's going to go the negative way.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I love Facebook.
These are some of the parts that Jenna Sims has played.
A lot of stunting on
some Facebook. Of the parts that Jenna Sims has played through the years. Beautiful Woman number one.
There it is.
Guantanamo Babe. Club goer.
Nice.
Hooker number two.
Well,
she couldn't even get hooker number one.
Yeah, real deal.
Hot girl. She was hot girl in a show.
Flight attendant.
Cheerleader number two. And scorecard girl.
She's got her card.
Yeah. She's working.
She's got her card. Exactly. She's an aspiring actress. She can remove the aspiring after her name actually gets on some credits that matter.
Yeah, no, well, you know, she's been in more movies than me. How about you guys?
That's true. More than I've been in one full length and then some shorts.
And that
Dan
was
you speaks. Why absence are you doing
of, absence
Do you
of
an IMDb page?
And that was The Deer Hunter.
You were terrific in The Deer Hunter.
This weekend has some silly stuff as far as basketball is concerned.
Yeah, man, we talked a bunch of hoops, some crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't understand why Paul George is choosing to say this now, because if you're going to move, you're going to move, right? It's not going to hurry the move any.
What's the long game?
For him?
Isn't it
hooking up his team, isn't it, essentially?
Isn't it helping the Pacers to get him on the Cavs?
Does it No, I'm not talking about the Cavs thing. I'm talking about the Lakers thing or the Celtics thing. That Cavs thing is not happening. Nobody's taking back Kevin Love. Get the hell out of here with that. You going to sell Kevin Love? You going to sell Kevin Love as an Indiana Pacer? Nah, that's not happening. They if you're the Indiana Pacers, you want whoever the young hotness is in this draft. That's what you want. You don't want to mess around with some dude who's already got shoulder issues, who you know what his ceiling is. He will get you numbers on a team that doesn't win.
So if you're for the Pacers, 1 year of Paul George, are you getting that? You're not getting that.
I mean,
for
if 1 year you can, of Paul if you George? Can, if you can talk him into, you know, one of those sweetheart. It was like what Paul Millsap did with the Hawks. It's like, yeah, I'm going there. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'll sign a 2-year deal, and then I'll extend it for even more money. If you can get that because it's his hometown, I think that's the talk that you should be aiming at.
Is it like Carmelo telling Denver and having the whole world know that he's leaving and he wants to go back to one spot?
And you had to give up everything. Like, the team was worse because of how much they had to give up. So, yeah, I think that if this Paul George thing wouldn't have happened and didn't bubble up to the surface like it has, that we'd be in some more realistic Jimmy Butler conversations. But I mean, it just sounds like the Bulls are just going to do what they do.
Just going to run it back.
Yeah, draft Justin Jackson and you keep it moving.
We can spin. We can talk ourselves in the circles if we want. But
because if the Boston Celtics
quit another playoff series
The Boston Celtics realize that they got no shot, even with Isaiah Thomas or without him, you know, I think they're gonna draft somebody. I don't know if they're gonna get what they want as far as a player is concerned. So they're just gonna stack, you know, Jaylen Brown with, you know, whoever the third pick would be, if it's Tatum or if it's Josh Jackson.
Look at the picks they've compiled. Like
seven of them. Right?
Look at
you can't have
assets.
That many picks though.
Right.
You got to get rid of them. You can't like the.
They'll cash it in at some point. And I think that LeBron report though changes the calculus for both of those teams, Philly and Boston.
He's not going west.
You don't think so?
Why would you lose in the Western Conference Finals when you could lose in the NBA Finals?
Because he's already won. He already did what he wanted to do.
He knows the number.
Maybe the next super team is that he can put together a super team in L.A.? He can helm that?
The number's five. You got to get to five.
It's a Magic's number?
You got to get to five. And no, to Michael's number. You got to get to five. I'm sorry.
Six.
To Kobe's number. I'm sorry. You got to get to Kobe's number. Yeah, you get to Kobe's number, then the conversation is real.
I don't think he's getting there, man.
I mean, unless the Spurs want to dump everything besides Kawhi Leonard. You know, there is no team right now in the West that you have to match salaries with the Cleveland Cavaliers to get a LeBron James that would be better after they got LeBron James.
I could see LeBron
in terms of the Golden State thing that's waiting for you.
I could see him getting to the point that Wade's at, where he says, my legacy's cemented because I have my rings, and now I'm going to do the personal thing because I already did the Cleveland thing and
that
the foundation.
That was the personal thing.
Right, and raising my... But now it's the
business
media
thing.
Mogul business. I want to own an NBA team. I don't want to be in Space Jam. I want to own the production company that makes the next Space Jam.
If you're looking at it, Kevin Durant thought the same thing. Kevin Durant could have easily went to D.C. Well, why would you want to lose in the Eastern Conference Finals? If you're going to lose in the finals, losing the NBA finals. He could have easily went to D.C. He could have went to any number of Eastern Conference teams. But he chose the Golden State Warriors because that's the team that's, you know, that you would have to face off with.
Jason, can you help us with a very important cultural issue here? Do you know any brothers who've ever gotten a Father's Day card from their dog?
No. No.
Yeah, I said it was a very white person thing that happened to me on Father's Day. I was reading in bed, and you could tell we're in the honeymoon stage because she walked in with a breakfast sandwich that she made and a card from the dog.
She wants a baby.
Yeah, I know.
That's for sure. That isn't exactly subtle. That's sort of like, understand that I'm giving you a card from a dog. Now let's get on with this.
This won't be funny in 2 years.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
That is a cry for parenthood.
A texter had said that's not a white person thing. It's a stupid person thing, which is
right. No, that's what I said. I was like, yeah, no, I can see that too.
There's a Venn diagram.
I'm not going to do that today. Not on a Monday. It's a beautiful start to the week. I'm not going to do that. No, I
was embarrassed.
I don't know any brothers who would receive a card from their lady.
From
the dog.
What the hell is this? Who drew a paw on this thing?
All the brothers that I know right now have dogs that are dying and hoping that they die soon.
Right. How do you know the psychology of? They're hoping the dog dies, or the dog is hoping it dies.
I know a couple of people with dogs that are ailing right now, and they're like, "Come on, enough already! Don't wake up tomorrow." There's nothing like watching a dog drag its ass.
Walk into stuff.
Yeah, go all over the place. Awful. You know, and when your little cousins aren't coming over to ride it, you know what I mean. There's no use for them anymore, unfortunately.
You know,
we don't kiss him in the mouth, so you know, that's another white person thing.
Len Casper is going to join us at 2 o'clock. Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star, our old friend, at 4:40. He's got strong thoughts on the Paul George situation there and some other stuff he was doing. He's really found quite the job for himself, and he's talked about it before, how much he enjoys being a medium market sports columnist because of all that it allows him to do to tell stories. He was out hitting fast pitch softballs thrown by this 80-year-old man with this incredible backstory, and he's videotaping himself doing it.
The guy was nailing free throws while the meathead was balancing himself on the weights.
Yeah, I thought it was like King Eddie Fainter, but no, it wasn't sort of lovable enough because the guy was really bringing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
crushing 80-year-old pitch.
Fast pitch softballs really hard.
Did
to
you
hit.
See the video of LeBron at his kid's birthday party, just killing kids with hot balloons?
He needed to get a win under his belt.
Build some confidence.
Did you say he'd be the best? What's the Olympic sport that you made me
team
watch?
Handball.
You said he'd be the greatest team handball
revelation.
Player.
He would transform team handball.
Didn't we put that team together? Didn't we have like Javier Baez?
No, that makes sense, bro.
We had that team. Yeah, yeah. How to maximize
I still say team handball is the greatest team sport that has no presence in America.
We played it in gym.
You made me watch that.
We played it in high school in gym class. Cool.
It's great. It's so sensible. It's brilliant.
I thought it was the New York style handball with two dudes, like two Dominicans playing against each other on the wall with racing gloves on the whole time.
Right,
you know what I mean?
And then if you make a mistake, you got to go stick your butt out.
Yeah, buns. Yeah, you get buns. Yeah, I thought that. I'm like, damn, they made that an Olympic sport. Like, shout out to the Dominicans.
No, it is. I agree. Something missed with that.
I don't know how we missed it.
We should be watching way more team handball.
There should be a league. There should be guys making decisions.
I feel
scholarships.
Like there's no better time than Friday to make the actual league announcement at the London House. If Cube can bring the big three to the masses, I think you two should be able to pull your resources from wherever you can get them and find yourself a
not
team
on a
handball.
Friday. That's bad news dump time is late Friday afternoon.
Sounds like a team handball league to me.
It's perfect.
Have a good show, gentlemen. See you later on. It's Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. Don't look now, but Danny Ainge just did it again. For all the talk about Markelle Fultz being the number one pick in Thursday's NBA draft, he's not exactly Lou Alcindor coming out of UCLA or LeBron James graduating from high school. He's very good, but so are a half dozen players who will go very early in the evening. And so Ainge decided to use his number one pick to acquire a future number one pick while still almost certainly getting the player he wants most. Now that the 76ers have acquired the number one pick, they'll take Fultz. Then the Lakers almost certainly won't be able to resist Lonzo Ball, even though he comes dragging the ball and chain known as his father. That will leave Ainge to take someone he clearly decided he liked at least as much as Fultz, and add a high number one pick down the road. Pretty remarkable. I'm John Feinstein.
CBS Sports Radio.
Every
dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Join us, Styles and Roman, at Old Crow Smokehouse during the weekend of Lake Shake. We're going to be hosting not one, but two pre-Lake Shake parties with your chance to win Lake Shake tickets and exclusive artist meet and greets.
On Friday, June 23rd, we're going to be kicking it at Old Crow River North from 3 to 5 p.m. And then Saturday, June 24th, we're going to be at the Old Crow in Wrigleyville from noon to 2 p.m.
This is a weekend you won't want to miss. Enjoy some delicious Old Crow barbecue, live music, and ice-cold Budweiser.
And prepare for a Lake Shake weekend to remember. Brought to you by Budweiser.
Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, the realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Amy's unique in that she agrees on a price at deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. And there are no gimmicks. That's the real deal. What do you do if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? Do what Raleigh and Candy did. After 3 months of nothing, they called Amy Kite, and Amy applied her incredible marketing system to the Streamwood home and sold in only 6 days for $200,000. Anyone can put a sign in the yard. Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If you aren't satisfied with her job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear, but don't worry, no one ever does that because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Skin.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and I'm going to tell you about Xfinity XFi. It's the way you're going to change the way you do Wi-Fi with a whole new way to personalize and control your home network. With XFi, you can set up your home Wi-Fi and be online in minutes, find your Wi-Fi password, know who's online, troubleshoot issues without having to call somebody up, and of course, you get the great cable service as well. I'm watching American Gods right now, and I got to watch it on demand because I've been missing some, and I'll tell you right now, the season finale is something that shocked me, and I'm not easily shocked. My jaw dropped to the floor as things were happening and passionate scenes were ongoing on my television. So that's why you got to get Xfinity right now. Go to your Xfinity store locally or call at 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.
Do something.
Yes, do something or visit Xfinity.com and you get that X5 for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. And today, make sure you ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity internet service with no activation and no line access fees as well. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Get yourself Xfinity. Get yourself XFi. Get yourself an X1 box and tell them Jason.
This isn't just any car. It's a BMW. And this isn't just any BMW. It's the sleek, luxurious, commanding 2017 BMW X5 sports activity vehicle. Climb aboard, buckle up, and drive your favorite X5 home today. Because this is the Knaus BMW X5 courtesy car sale. Nearly 36 2017 X5s are priced to save you thousands. These vehicles have never been titled. They've been briefly used for customer courtesy transportation. Each has less than 5,000 miles. And we promise you'll be as thrilled with the price as you are with everything that makes the 2017 BMW X5 so enjoyable. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. Shop Knaus BMW, Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, KnausBMW.com.
Boxing returns to the Dome in Rosemont Friday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. Tickets at hitsboxing.com. Boxing, it's better.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, give me a call. Market knowledge, in-house underwriting, low rates, and low closing costs are what makes me one of the country's top producing loan officers. My team of experienced loan officers is committed to helping you with your next real estate transaction. If you complete an online application with the company in love with the Rockets, or the guy with the big red blowhorn, someone in a Hotbox call center is going to return your call. When you complete an online application at perldavid.com, either me or one of my experienced professional loan officers will call you back and answer all of your questions. If you want to work with a loan officer who appreciates and values your business, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 1.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Big Red!
Scoreboard update.
1:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Center Wade Megan led the AHL in goals this season to spark the Wolves' explosive offense. To watch the goals add up and the fireworks fly next season, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
We did well again. My goodness, just the way we started the game again, got the momentum rolling. We had good at-bats up and down the lineup, and it definitely does something to the other side pitchers. So, beautiful job.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon fawning over Anthony Rizzo. Can't blame him. Rizzo continues to impress in the leadoff spot. 409 average, 3 homers, 8 RBIs. The Cubs averaging more than 7 runs per game in the 5 games that Rizzo has been in the top spot. The Cubs are back home tonight facing San Diego. The Cubs are 500 overall, but much better than that at Wrigley, where the Cubs are 20-15 this season. John Lester and Clayton Richard, the starters. White Sox visit Minnesota tomorrow. They'll have to add a player to the roster before that game. That's because Leury Garcia goes on the 10-day DL with a sprained finger on his left hand. NBA, the trade is official. The number one overall pick in Thursday's draft goes from Boston to Philadelphia. The Celtics also get a future number one. This could dramatically impact the Bulls. Stephen A. Smith reports the Celtics are planning on using the third pick to try and acquire Jimmy Butler. The Bulls have the 16th overall pick in the draft. Hockey, the NHL draft is Friday at the United States Center. Tonight, tune in to the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network for the first pitch at 7:05, sponsored in part by White Castle. Catch some dang spicy new hot chicken sliders.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30. When the Cubs take on the Padres on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mart.
Sometimes you make bad decisions.
Try this ghost pepper.
Well, sure, I eat spicy stuff.
At Mart, live life in the go.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Let's get it going. Len Casper is going to join us at 2. Greg Doyle will join the Bernstein and Golf Show at 4:40. We'll do It's On at 5:40. And check out this giveaway. This will be given away today.
What we got?
What we have, it's a great one. You're a golfer. A golf getaway for two for you and a guest to Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. This includes overnight stay in a deluxe room
and golf on either the Brute or the Highlands. That's going to be awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I've stayed at Grand Geneva multiple times, and it is a fabulous facility. I cannot say that I've played either course, but I know a lot of people who have, and the Brute is called the Brute for a reason.
Because it beats your ass sends you back to the bar.
You are the Brute's one.
So, I have five of Brutes.
Not a Brute. A Brute.
The Brute. Not the Brute.
Would you kick with a Brute? No, you wouldn't.
Mm-mm.
A Brute, though.
Right.
I almost got on a Brute this weekend.
You put on your hiking boots.
Right, exactly. Right?
You almost went on the water this weekend?
I got an invite, but I was like, nah.
The whole playpen scene?
No. Hell no. No. That, you stay away from that. You breathe in the air, you might get yourself an STD over there. I am okay. What are you doing?
Nothing.
All right, get back to what you were to see. That's why you can't talk to him about anything. Immediately, at 1:33, he's being flagrant.
Well, but, you know, it's like the open water laws. Right. You know, it's international waters out there in Lake Michigan, and apparently anything goes.
Anything goes when it comes to hoes.
Because Pippin ain't easy.
What is going on? This is the first moments of the week that anybody has heard from us, and you quoting Big Daddy Kane while singing the Blackhawk song, and you're talking about Brotes and Brutes.
312-644-6767 is how you reach us at WSCR The Score. Email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. When you text, we reply, message, and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Instagram is at BernsteinGoffShow. We have a website, BernsteinAndGoffShow.com. You can also interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. That's a whole other zoo of interaction there.
I'm going to go log in right now and holler at the Facebook people.
There's also Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com for our video stream. That is brought to you by American Needle, and it is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Brooks Koepka, his girlfriend, Becky Edwards, All-American soccer player at Florida State, pro soccer player.
Joe, that's actually his new girlfriend. That's Jenna Sims. They were all staying together this week. Dustin, you know, and Joey DioVisalvi, their trainer. They said these guys have really bonded. Dustin, Brooks, spend so much time together in the gym.
He tried to pick it up for him, but and then the fact that they're all staying together, I mean, good for him. Because if he's got the X and the current staying all in one room.
I didn't know what he meant by they're all staying together.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
The whole thing seemed a little messed up, but it was a nice save there. That was Faxon, I want to say.
Do you correct your partner on that, or you just let it rock and you go, you know that's not that lady, right?
Well, on a misidentification, I think you have a professional responsibility as a broadcaster to do so. I really do.
But if you don't do it, it's not like people are like, what the hell, Brad Faxon? You know that's not her, right?
Right, like, but in your head, what are you thinking to yourself?
As soon as the commercial break comes around, you go, hey, man, that's not his girl anymore. It's a new lady.
Yeah, I guess you could. Maybe there isn't one right way to handle it. I think
you let Twitter kill him, but you don't.
The journalistic instinct is to try to get it right.
And
know you're working with a professional that's not going to take it too personally.
Right.
Unless you're not.
Unless Joe Buck's like, damn it.
Come on, man.
The entire call
Why are
with
you
that.
Clowning me like that.
Nobody knows who the hell she is. Nobody's going to know after
it's
that.
Just some golf girlfriend. They're all the same anyway.
Yeah, and you know
they just trade them out for new ones after a while.
She's at the crib seething like, that's not me.
Right.
It never will be me. Not if he's successful. I hate his guts.
The question is, in the intervening time, once she's been misidentified, does she then do something memorable or embarrassing? Because if you are the actual person, or the person who was named, you think, don't do anything because now you're going to pull my card into this, even though it's not me. People think it's me pulling my shirt over my head or something.
It's a tough
not
life.
Wearing underwear. You
tough
know?
Life when you've got public access to everything that is your life. You know, when you're dating all the beautiful women and people know them by name, or they're easily searchable on the Google machine.
Which one of his girlfriends is that?
Exactly. Right? Yes. Tough look. But hey, he won, and that's not his girlfriend. So
these producers are Nick Shepkowski,
two outs away from just his sixth career save, and the pitch to Pedro Baez, his Javi Baez rather.
Or Pedro Baez.
Pedro Baez, they're all the same.
You know,
Chico,
Alejandro Baez.
No worries. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Now up on three, Koepka's second shot. An amazing tee to green this week. 83% of the greens he's hit in regulation.
83.
This segment is brought to you by CLR. Trust CLR, celebrating 50 years of making quick work of tough jobs. Find them on Facebook to find out how you can win tickets to an anniversary concert with the band Chicago. Yeah, I watched the last 2 hours on Sunday. I didn't watch. Okay. It was the only time that I watched. But it was close, and it was interesting. And I think Fox has really learned from their mistakes at Chambers Bay. They've learned from their missteps. They've streamlined their production to the point where their data, their
pop-ups,
graphics, mm-hmm. and metrics, really good.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know some people were bitching about the ball trail, the orange
tracer.
Trail.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, well, their coverage was getting beat up pretty good. I know Spiegel and Parkins took some texts and had some calls, I guess, where people weren't very happy with it. But you know, there's going to be people who bitch about anything. I defined what kind of golf fan I am. Again,
you're a front runner.
Well, if I don't see certain names that I'm used to seeing or want to see play, or if the leaderboard isn't as attractive to me, like the majors are important because one of the major championships, I know that, but all the guys, the primetime players are there. You know, there's not guys skipping out on the, you know, this open or that open or the Waste Management open, whatever it is. All the primetime people are there. The stars are there to perform.
Unless they don't make the cut.
And that's the thing. When the stars go bye-bye, I'm like, all right, when a star is four strokes off, five strokes off, and I can check it on Twitter. And plus, you know, it was Father's Day weekend, so I was doing stuff with the family. I defined myself as a Tiger fan a while ago, and when Tiger started to be bad, I started opting out. Now, I watch the Masters every single time because of how beautiful it looks on my television. I love watching the British Open. That's my second favorite because of how crazy it looks and the wind and, you know, the different backdrops. The U.S. Open and the Championship are up in the air for me. And my U.S. Open thoughts in previous years didn't hold with this one because I hated the masochistic feeling of watching people struggle or watching people look like average golfers.
See,
because
you led
the USGA.
Me to my point, because I wrote about that this mm-hmm. morning too, because you're somebody that doesn't like the torture mm-hmm. of what the Open can do to people, and there were seven guys in double digit under pars.
Yeah.
This would be right for you.
Right. I know.
This is like the Buick Open all of a sudden, and it's the U.S. Open, yeah. And guys are tearing it up.
Yeah, some people like that, though. Some people like when a guy looks like a weekend warrior out there and the you know, three over or four over wins the entire tournament. I like guys who are talented but are put in positions where they can make shots.
Many Opens are survived rather than won.
Right.
And they reward.
Who makes the best decisions on a Friday?
Yes, they reward somebody who understands how discretion can be the better part of valor and how to play for score. And then you hope the conditions are such that, you know, they're not just, you know, dragging themselves. I mean, I remember there were a couple Open courses. I want to say it was Kirk Triplett, where they had one green that they said was like trying to land a ball on the roof of a Volkswagen Beetle. They said it was that slick and that hard and that impossible. It's like that one mini golf hole. Like, no matter if there's always the one like this is the volcano. Mm-hmm. Like, screw the volcano. I had everything going until I took a snowman here.
Yeah, I don't like watching that kind of golf. I don't like watching those kind of guys struggle that way. And for this text, it says, come on, Jason, say what you really are. You're no Tiger, no golf for you. That's not the case.
It's not the case. Articulated something other than that.
Dude, Tiger has not been in contention for a long time, and I watch all the majors. I sat this one out. I did not find much interest in the names that were at the top of the leaderboard, and I had other things to do. Now I heard a lot of people enjoyed it, and then I saw those numbers, and I saw that I wasn't alone in sitting that out. What did I get, a 3.6 overnight?
It was low.
That's no good.
It was bad. It was almost like the Megyn Kelly interview.
Dude. Is it right that America's Funniest Home Videos beat that? Like, that's tough for your, you know, out the pocket, out the shoot. I'm here. Listen mm-hmm. to me. Hear me roar. This is my platform. And Bob Saget's beating you with some guy getting hit in the nuts. Is Bob Saget still doing America's Funniest Home Videos?
No. What's his name?
Who?
The other guy.
Howie? Not Mandel?
Not Peter Tomarkin. No. The guy that I call him Peter Tomarkin, even though it's not his name. What's his name?
Campy, you watch a lot of TV. Tell me who does America's Funniest Home Videos.
He's good.
Shep and Tanny are out busy doing things.
He's just the other really sort of smooth, charismatic, handsome guy.
Yeah, well, people getting hit in the nuts did better than Megyn Kelly.
I like that show, and I like watching stupid videos.
Do you really?
Yes. It's all my son does. You ever heard of the Make Me Laugh Challenge?
No.
He watches these YouTubers do these self-imposed make me laugh challenges, and it's videos, but the videos are like 4 seconds or 6 seconds.
Like Vines.
Or yeah, like Vines, or just like a noise or a thing, and he'll sit in a room and just laugh out loud for an hour.
Watching YouTube.
Yes. Watching people watching YouTube. I mean, it's
oh,
like,
really?
I don't understand. It's
the third level of inception I haven't mastered yet.
And I told you the guy that he showed me, I'm like, who is this guy with this stupid hair gel?
Oh, he's a millionaire. Like,
yes! Yeah. He said his name is Markiplier. Like, all right,
Alfonso Ribeiro.
No, according to Campy, and I don't mean to say it like that, as if he's known to lie to me about something like this. But no, Campy said it is Alfonso Ribeiro.
Is it?
No,
it's on the website.
That's not the guy.
No, seriously?
That's not the guy I'm thinking of.
It is Alfonso. I'm sorry for the first
Tom
person.
Tom Bergeron. That's the guy I'm thinking
Tom
of.
Tom Berenger?
No, Tom Bergeron.
Wait a minute. Now everybody's saying it's Alfonso Ribeiro, though. So you might. Well, and Campy said it's Alfonso Ribeiro.
So it's got to be right. Campy's like the internet.
Yeah, if Campy said it, he's like our Adam Schefter. You know, so if Campy said it, it's right. Is Alfonso Ribeiro really doing America's Funniest Home Videos?
That's a good gig for him.
I'm just saying. Like,
Why is that bad? It was
a long dry spell from being Carlton on The Fresh Prince to this, I assume. And he hates it, by the way, that he's known as Carlton.
This segment is brought to you by Shell. You deserve to be rewarded today at Shell with instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program and save on every fill, every day at Shell. Join now at fuelrewards.com/gold.
We got some baseball players that we need to discuss here.
Okay.
A couple of guys who are dealing with the effects of long seasons and long postseasons, apparently.
Yeah, raising some large issues.
Yes. And we're going to talk to Len at the top of the hour. So some conversation for you if you want to jump into it. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show on a Monday on 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Right now, Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood will transform your old car into a new 2017 Buick Encore for only $17,900. Get must-see savings on every Buick and GMC on our lot. Our lowest prices, lowest payments, and tons of summer fun in your new car from Grossinger. Own a new 2017 GMC Acadia. Save $6,500 when you buy it now for just $26,395. Grossinger Autoplex has over 600 vehicles in stock now, so there's plenty to choose from. Every color and option on the lot. And every new vehicle we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation, plus extended service hours. Let our best deals transform your old car into a new summer ride, including new 2017 Buick Encores for only $17,900. Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerautoplex.com. That's grossingerautoplex.com. Stock number B7103, number M70557, plus tax, title, license, and 17215.B. Savings off MSRP, expires at month end.
Arc Smarter.
Hey, when you talk sports for a living, the conversations always begin and end in the same place. What can our teams do to get that coveted hardware? It's Chris Tannehill here for my friends at Chevy, and Chevrolet has the type of hardware that we haven't seen here around these parts since that dynasty in the 90s. The Chevy Sonic, Camaro, Silverado HD, and the Tahoe, all J.D. Power Award winners. See, Chevrolet proudly raises the banner for dependability time and time again, as Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power and Associates Dependability Awards for cars, trucks, and SUVs 2 years in a row. From design and safety to performance and fuel efficiency, Chevrolet vehicles consistently earn top marks. Chevy proves that, yes, you indeed can have it all. So do yourself a favor this summer and get behind the wheel of the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox. From style and technology to performance and safety, the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox offers the complete package. It has everything you need to do everything you want from the most awarded car company 3 years in a row. Go check out my friends at Chevy.
You know who's been telling you about Upside.com? Me. That's who. And I've been telling you, it will save your company big on business travel, and you'll get a big gift card every trip you buy. Sounds too good to be true. I'm telling you the truth. You jump on Upside.com, and the searches take no longer than 2 or 3 minutes. And then you got a bunch of awesome choices on United and American to fly to any city that you want to go to. We're flying to Denver. It worked out for me, and a bunch of big-name hotels popped up as well. The first option got me a $100 gift card and saves the station a couple of $100. Then they showed me options if I took a flight a little bit earlier, a little bit later, stayed at a different hotel. You know what? Flexibility is the key in this situation, but you get even more gift cards if you're flexible and the trip costs your business even less. That's the beauty of Upside. Flexibility. If you're more flexible, you do what you want, you get big savings. If you're not, you get big savings and a big gift card anyway. Taking a business trip, you'd be crazy not to use Upside. Spend less of your company's money and get more rewards for yourself. Trust me. Go to Upside.com today. Plus, when you fill out the promo code and put in SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, you are guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. That's code SCORE to get a $100 gift card for free. Save big on travel and get a huge gift card every single trip. See what your next trip's worth today at Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Join us, Styles and Roman. We're going to be at Old Crow Smokehouse during the weekend of Lake Shake. We're going to be hosting 2 pre-Lake Shake parties with your chance to win tickets to Lake Shake plus exclusive artist meet and greets.
All right, on Friday, June 23rd, we're going to be at Old Crow River North from 3 to 5 p.m. And then Saturday, June 24th, we're going to be at Old Crow in Wrigleyville from noon to 2 p.m.
This is a weekend you don't want to miss. Enjoy some delicious, diverse Old Crow barbecue, live music, and some ice-cold Bud Lights.
And prepare for a Lake Shake weekend to remember, brought to you by Bud Light.
This isn't just any car, it's a BMW. And this isn't just any BMW, it's the sleek, luxurious, commanding 2017 BMW X5 sports activity vehicle. Climb aboard, buckle up, and drive your favorite X5 home today. Because this is the Knaus BMW X5 courtesy car sale. Nearly 36 2017 X5s are priced to save you thousands. These vehicles have never been titled. They've been briefly used for customer courtesy transportation. Each has less than 5,000 miles. And we promise you'll be as thrilled with the price as you are with everything that makes the 2017 BMW X5 so enjoyable. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. Shop Knaus BMW, Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, KnausBMW.com.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure a reverse mortgage, give me a call. Hal called Chicago's hometown bank. Yeah, the one that counts your change for free for a reverse mortgage. Hal thought Chicago's hometown bank's closing costs were excessive, so he called me for a free consultation. I reviewed Hal's loan documents and confirmed Chicago's hometown bank was charging him over $9,500 in closing costs, which is ridiculous. I helped Hal secure a reverse mortgage and paid all his closing costs. Now I know how Chicago's hometown bank pays for all those change counting machines. If you're in the market for a reverse mortgage and want to be treated with respect like Hal, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of SCORE listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358. RMLA and MLS 1.
Take delivery by 7-10-17.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Pitch on the way to McCutcheon. Drill deep left field. Trouble. Back goes Schwarber. That ball is gone. Andrew McCutcheon, a home run to left. Pittsburgh leads 4-2.
He was sweating profusely. It was more wetness than cut or anything with his finger. That's when I spoke with him after. I just touched him. Oh my God, he's like drenched. I think, well, you talked to him, but he didn't say anything to me about the finger. It was more about, could not grip the ball. He was so darn wet.
Yeah, Tanny and I was talking about it before the show, and Tanny was like, if there was only something on the field that could soak up moisture,
and whatever, that could be placed in a bag right. And allow you legal access to
and,
it.
And something that is easily, you know, placed behind the mound so you don't have to go back and forth to the dugout.
It's literally sitting on the ground right behind you, if only.
What is that invention that someone could come up with? Yeah, sweat, whatever you want to call it, wasn't a good outing. And listen, Jake Arrieta isn't the Jake Arrieta from 2 years ago. Yeah, hell, he probably will never be that again. And we were seeing that during the time.
And we've talked at length with him about it.
He's mentioned his mechanics. He's mentioned a mechanic. He's mentioned all the things that goes wrong with his delivery. And now he says this, as much as we don't want to say that it carries over from season to season, throwing almost 500 innings over the past 2 years, I think it did have some effect. I'm not hurt or injured. It's just that I think my body has reacted accordingly, and it takes a little bit longer to regain the form that I would like to be in. That's a grown-up dude understanding and being aware, even if his agent probably doesn't want him to be that aware publicly. But, yeah, you see the effects of it. I mean, what they did going into the playoffs a couple of years ago, where it's like, uh-oh, Jake's tired because he's getting hit all around in the postseason. Then they had a different plan of action for him in the spring training that preceded last season, and he was fresh deeper into the season. Yeah, this is a lot of innings, and postseason baseball, the wear and tear on especially arms that are up for paydays, this couldn't have worked out better if you think about it for the Cubs, because you get the World Series, you get the Cy Young, you get all those accolades.
And let somebody else pay him the money at this stage of his career.
And I think that somebody will pay him, not the money that he was probably going to get last year if he didn't have this season, but he's striking out more guys than he ever has before. He's now become more comfortable with the sinker and the curveball. That cutter, the velocity on that thing is down so much that he's not using it as much. He's a different pitcher, and this happens when guys pitch big innings long into the postseason. This isn't basketball where you can just run around for 17, 18, you know, extra games and think those minutes aren't going to add up. You got like a decade of that, and then guys start talking about those minutes. Pitches. You never know how many bullets are in that gun, and you're firing those bullets deep into the postseason year after year. This is what happens.
And John Lackey all of a sudden appears rejuvenated with a little bit different approach.
Yeah.
So I don't trust
him. What did he say? He's going to relax a little bit, chill a little bit.
Yeah, it seemed like Chill.
It seemed like he had a more zen approach to it in the post game the other night. He was like, well, you know, sometimes you go out there and you don't have your best stuff and you win, and I'm just going to try to enjoy this thing a little bit more.
I'm going to go out to my zen garden and make a bonsai tree.
And put Made in America on it.
Got a long memory when it comes to doing bonsai.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Lynn about a lot of those things, but that and the Chris Bryant thing, because the Chris Bryant thing is a little different for me, because we asked him about it. We asked him about the preparation and what happens, and he mentioned in the cut that he's a little tired. He was a little tired early on in the year, and then you see him take, what, 3 days off out of four? So we'll talk to Lynn Casper about that and also talk to you about it out there on the phone lines as well.
This segment brought to you by Presence Health. Staying on top of your health starts with an annual wellness visit with same-day and weekend appointments. You can schedule a visit today at presencehealth.org/docs. Keep it here for Lynn Casper on The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the executive vice president and general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field. You know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating. We haven't been able to get hot.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Summer means steak. And when I mention steak, I am talking about Omaha Steaks. I was certainly talking about it over the weekend when I was able to crank up the grill and drag a couple of the top sirloins out of the basement and make those. Made my kid one of the caramel apple tartlets when he got hungry. So I am still working my way through so much food and knowing that I don't have to go on a special trip, because chances are I can just reach into the chest freezer in the basement and find something, and it's all awesome stuff. And right now, you can get a limited time deal, an exclusive savings of 80% on a very special combo. This is new now. It's the Summer Sensation. Here's what you get. You get all of this. 2 5-ounce filet mignons, 2 5-ounce top sirloins, 4 4-ounce boneless pork chops, 4 3.5-ounce chicken fried steaks, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, 4 4-ounce Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 4-ounce gourmet jumbo franks, a pound of Omaha Steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, those are really good, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and 4 more Omaha Steaks burgers thrown in. And just for you, this exclusive package for a limited time is only $49.99. That's practically a summer's worth of grilling for $49.99. So go to omahasteaks.com, type Dan B in the search bar, and then add the summer sensation to your cart. Again, omahasteaks.com, enter code Dan B in the search bar on the main page. You get this great package for only $49.99. Have the best summer ever with steaks and more from Omaha Steaks.
The summer's here, and it's time for you to upgrade your ride. Make your way on down to Sunrise Chevrolet. Get yourself into one of those Chevy Malibus, Chevy Silverados, or the Equinox. There's a whole lot of savings going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Now they have 20% off MSRP on new Chevy Equinoxes, Malibus, and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings on the most popular Chevy models. Plus, you can get 0% financing for 70 months. That's like a sale on top of a sale. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all. Financing in lieu of rebates. Find new roads.
Hey, Chicagoland, what's happening? It's Gary Lavox, lead singer.